Toronto Morning Live.
CHRY 105.5, definitely inside the mix. It's your partner Manifest alongside my partner Flo. And just how we get down inside of your road mix for your Monday morning. As we take you to a high of 13 degrees, it's all about that good vibe and good mix of music. Now, our next DJ in our lineup of our stylist nominees is none other than the reigning 2009 Club DJ of the Year, DJ Respect. As the moniker itself indicates, and in very short order, DJ Respect has earned the respect of his peers and growing fan base through his relentless work ethic and unbridled ability to connect with underground artists. Coming off a highly successful 2009, Respect appeared in over 200 dates around the globe, from Japan to LA, Vancouver to Newfoundland, collaborating parties beside a slew of industry heavyweights including Jazzy Jeff, the late DJ AM, Mastercraft, and Clinton Sparks. Respect has been found rocking everything from electro to reggae and rock to hip-hop. It's in hip-hop where Respect branded a very successful series of mixtapes entitled Bridging the Gap, where he has united with some of Toronto's brightest up-and-coming lyricists with their American counterparts in cities as far wide as Virginia to New York and many more. With an already busy tour schedule, Respect still finds time to hold down the weekly residencies at some of Toronto's premier venues and host a series of internet shows and podcasts, and has recently added a signature mix show, Mixology, on Toronto's only commercial urban station. It goes without saying that the 2009 nod is well-deserved, and his three 2010 nominations were also well-placed. With no signs of slowing down and likely with more tricks up his sleeve, we welcome to the studios of CHOY 105.5 none other than the 2010 nominee for the Mark Echo Watch's Stylist DJ of the Year Award, DJ Respect.
Yes, yes. Thank you for having me, man. Thank you.
No problem. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right. A little tired. Early for me, as you may know. Got about 2.5 hours of sleep.
Okay.
Made it here in time, so everything is everything. We're good.
Let's forward say professionalism is always a good thing, man. Now,
shout out to Addy. Sorry, I had to do it. Big shout out to Addy for getting me here on time.
Addy in the building. As people who are on the outside don't know, we also have a whole host of other guests who are going to be in tow a little later on in your morning. But right about now, it's about Respect. And I'm sure you've conducted your fair share of interviews over the past few years. What aspect of the current recognition that you're getting right now still boggles you in your own mind?
I just take it in stride. Like, I'm nowhere near where I want to be in this game, you know, so I appreciate all the recognition and the love, and, you know, it's nice to be rewarded for your hard work, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm, you know, 1/20th where I want to be with it, so I don't really take time to stop and dwell on it and really take it in. I just kind of focus on keeping it moving and on to the next project, so.
Okay. Having an opportunity to tour around the world, what preconceived notions have you had about your international audiences that were quickly put to rest when you've traveled abroad?
Oh, man. Even going to places in Canada like Newfoundland or Calgary, there's certain smash records that, you know, that are big records in Toronto, and you go there and you play them and there's no reaction. So just traveling and being on an international scale, playing different clubs around different countries, it always kind of keeps you on your toes, because what you're used to working for you at home, it might just bomb and clear the floor on an international scale. So you kind of just have to be able to adapt to situations very quickly and read the crowd and just adapt that way. So
now, how has your immediate influences and even DJing in Toronto, how has that prepared you to progress in your next step of DJing?
I always say Toronto is, you know, a DJ city. It's probably the best training ground for a DJ to come up anywhere in the world. I think we have the best caliber of DJs, period. And, you know, there's so many different types of audiences and crowds here in different markets, like you mentioned, from the reggae to the house music. Everything is in one city. So with all these talented DJs doing their thing, it's just, you know, you're forced to be up on your music and really learn the craft and learn the culture behind all these different genres. And, you know, that's a great training ground to keep it moving on an international scale, because you have this advantage that someone in another country may not have because of how they're raised.
Talking with DJ Respect, reigning 2009 Canadian Club DJ of the Year, as awarded by the Mark Echo Watch's Stylist DJ Awards. Now, obviously, you've aggressively attained a level of success through your hard work and dedication to the craft. But beyond, I guess, your own perseverance, what would the average person not realize needs to go into the average workday of being a professional DJ?
There's no average workday. Every workday changes. So, you know, you really have to be prepared to put in as much time as is needed to get what you need done. So that could mean, you know, one day it might be light. You might have a nice 7-8 hour day. Other days might be 27 hours. It might carry you to the next day. Like, it's a constant demand on your time, on your schedule. You know, it's mentally and physically draining, always traveling. But just, like, if you want to do it, you're going to do it. So you have to be willing to put in 120% all the time. and that's really what it is. No one's going to do anything for you. There's a lot of good people in the industry, but at the end of the day, you know, people can open doors for you, but it's on you to step through that door and take things into your own hands. And yeah, it's a lot of hard work, really. That's it, basically, hard work and dedication.
Toronto, May is month of the DJ, and we have a slew of artists and DJs that are going to be passing through for your month of May. One of them right now is none other than DJ Respect inside the mix. Now, let's talk about Bridging the Gap, which I mentioned a little earlier. How did that concept come about, and where do you envision that series leading you?
Okay, it came about in 2006. It was probably September. It was my second year of university. It sounds really cliche and corny, but I actually had a dream, and I woke up and I wrote down my thoughts. And, you know, the next day, I was looking over my scribblings and this concept for this mixtape I had for Toronto to New York, which was the first one I did, came into play. And I just decided, you know, I have a lot of ideas and I hardly ever act on them, so this is one I'm going to pursue. And I was pursuing artists in New York. I was getting on the phone with Rakim and AZ and, you know, people who I looked up to and listened to growing up. So as soon as that started happening, I was like, okay, you know, this can really go somewhere because I'm connecting with big artists. And Volume 1, Toronto, New York, went off really well. Connected with a lot of people in the city and abroad. And then I just decided to keep it moving. I did, you know, Chicago, North Carolina, most recently Virginia. And my plan for the whole series is, in doing these tapes, what I'm really doing is making relationships with producers, with artists, with managers, with record labels in all these other cities, other than Toronto, of course. So my end goal is basically to A&R my own project and, you know, connect rappers and singers and producers and be putting out my own albums and creating completely original content as opposed to maybe 30 or 40% original material, which is featured on these mixtapes. So it's like a segue for me to get into production and A&Ring and putting out my own music.
Now, let's talk about the Stylus Award. From your perspective, how would you say the award has been received by international audiences and promoters?
I mean, for promoters, it's a selling point, right? Obviously, it definitely helped get some international recognition and international bookings. At the end of the day, it was just a crazy, humbling experience, you know, like all those people that you grow up looking up to in one room and you get this award saying, you know, you're the DJ of the year or whatever. It's humbling, and all you can do is keep it moving and take it in stride. So I just do my best to rep for the country everywhere.
You're doing your thing for sure. What projects are you working on now that audiences would be interested in?
Just a bunch of other mixtapes coming up, including the Bridging the Gap, some other series I'm getting started on, starting to focus more on my radio stuff. I got the Mixology Show Saturday nights with Jester and Ritz on rotation. Tomorrow you can catch me, I'm filling in for Scratch on the Traffic Flow and Critical Mix at 5 and 7 on Flow. Going to LA in 2 weeks, just doing more touring, planning another Asia tour for October. Really just trying to, you know, travel the world and keep it moving through this DJ thing. And also, you know, I look up to people like Rich Kid, who, by the way, is to my right, just an amazing talent, and it really forces me to want to get into production more so. So I'm trying to learn that end of the game, and, you know, that's where I'd like to take it, because it's great to play records in the club, but it'd be even better feeling knowing that this is my record, I made it, and all these people are moving to it. So that's where I'd like to take it, is the production end of things.
Okay. As Respect alluded to, we do have Rich Kid in the building, as well as Canadian Chromic Trix inside the building. It's all about that good mix of music inside of your Monday. I have one more question for you before we jump in, but it's always good to let people know on the outside that we also are going to be broadcasting to www.igemtoronto.com. That's IGEMToronto.com. You can check out the live video stream there as well. You know what to do on your radio dials at 105.5 FM and worldwide at www.chry.fm. Now, Respect, we always talk about staying on the grind, but if you strip away the hard work and even the innate talent and love of music, I guess, how important is practicing and dedicating yourself to improving your craft?
You have to do it. I mean, you know, the busier you get, the harder it is to do, and your practice becomes your live performance. But I always tell DJs coming up who are always like, how do I get so busy? I'm like, look, take it as a blessing right now. If you're not that busy and you don't have to travel, stay in practice. Like, if I'm not busy, I'm in my room till 5 in the morning still, just, you know, messing around with music, trying new things, laying down ideas. So it's not really practice. It's if it's something you love, you're going to do it anyway, and you're going to, you know, revert back to it. So it's natural. I wouldn't really call it practice, but it's important.
Sounds good. DJ Respect inside the mix right about now. We're going to talk to him a little later on with the rest of the group that's in studio. We're going to have none other than Rich Kid and Trix inside the mix as well as we continue to work you out inside of your Monday morning. Take you to a high of 13 degrees, Toronto. This is none other than Toronto Morning Live, man. And we're waking you up as we normally do, 7 to 10 in the a.m., man. Call a friend and let them know this is how you like to wake up. May is month of the DJ. If you know one, hug them, squeeze them, kiss them, do what you do. We'll definitely support that on your airwaves right here inside 105.5 FM. After the commercial break and after this last set by a DJ Respect, we're going to be talking to Rich Kid, Trix, and Respect himself. We'll be talking more about Stylus. The Stylus Awards is coming up May 31st, people, and if you want more information on that, you can check out stylusgroup.ca, but it's going to be culminating inside the Queen Elizabeth Theater on Monday, May 31st on the site of the Canadian National Exhibition Grounds, man. Lots more information on that coming your way, but right about now, it's all about music inside your Monday morning. You know what time it is, Toronto. This is what we like to call the Road Mix.
You're inside the Road Mix.
Feels so good, why not let it ride? Time to tell if we should get closer later on or just for the night. On the floor, let the beats take it over. Love the sway from the left to the right. Can't let go, yo, my heart wants to hold you, girl. Like my hands that's locked on your side. Feels so good, don't want to let go of ya. Don't want to let go of ya. Don't want to let go of ya.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Wake up, Mr. West, Mr. West, Mr. Fresh, Mr. By himself, he's so impressed. I mean, damn, did you even see the test? You got D's, motherfucker, D's, Rosie Perez. And yes, barely passed any and every class. Looking at every ass, cheated on every test. I guess this is my dissertation. Homie, this is basic. Welcome to graduation. Good morning.
Driving in the sun, looking up for number one. California, here we come. Right back where we started from. Hustlers grab your guns, your shadow weighs a ton. Driving down the 101. California, here we come. Right back where we started from. California. Listen as we go, nothing's gonna stop me now. California, here we come. Right back where we started from. Have a pedal to the floor, thinking of more. Gotta get us to the shore. California, here we come. Right back where we started from.
Everything that you said was right.
Just time I died.
Lost my sight.
Yeah,
but have you ever felt you got your best when you were under the gun? That's right. Yeah, I know I've seen this place before, but it's never been so fun.
Yeah,
it's never been so fun. I've haunted the overseas, haunted on each coast. Played them like Ebenezer, I made them see the ghost. Back from the future, jarred in Japanese chemo nose. Even though the streets show love, try to see me grow. I often see me floating, but my shadow will weighs a ton. Call it baggage, I use it all to advantage. I can't make you love me, this time it's on you. And you can't try to deny these words when they're true. I'm on the run
and on the run, the shadow weighs a ton. It's starting to make sense to me.
17, silly teen, now she grown, good enough for magazine covers, girl, Maybelline, face like a stush lady, Tina, had body, inside, don't roll nuts, yeah, fishnet stocking, watch her rocking, switching hips, chest popping, now she saw me to talk about, eyeing her from the platform, gyrating neatly, thinking to put the smash on her nightly, she got her brothers in a huddle while they mumbling low, while deciphering which dude is gonna give it a go, I'm on a low, we had history, yeah, we each other, sip looking together, sparkly for her, seeing her now though, she thicker than some peanut butter, not to be blunt, but I wanna let my p***s crush her, but too many guys to kinda touch her, I ain't jealous, but I'll send a text to one number like,
Rich kiddo be the name, beats be the fame. Get a little money and eat in the chain. Rich kiddo be the name, beats be the fame. Rich kiddo be the name, beats be the fame. Rich kiddo be the name, beats be the fame. Get a little money and each beat seem to change. I reach for higher planes with each beat I arrange for good music. Isn't this the reason why we? Rich kiddo be the name, beats be the fame. Get a little money and each beat seem to change. Rich kiddo be the name, beats be the. Rich kiddo be the name, beats. Rich kiddo be the name, beats be the. Rich kiddo be the name, beats be the fame. Get a little money and each beat seem to change.
Toronto morning.
For good music. Isn't this the reason why we came? If not, then depart. Cause this rapping is my heart. Since after secondary school, 6 o'clock in the park. Okay, let's take it back further than that. In elementary, I bang on the desk for instrumentals to rap. So stupid on the cut. For the music that I bust like nuts. These macadamias, they wanna suck. You know skanks, I'm sorta like the Beck. Canada Trust, top tier. Not here with all of that amateur stuff. I be the black prime minister. Why? I rhyme sinister, charismatic as a rock with a beat and a Guinness, so get down. New North, Cypher, who gon' spit now and show these out-of-towners how they cook? Get Chris Brown.
You're inside the Road Mix.
Came from nothing, basements, buildings, basic. They didn't want us to make it. Think I gave an F though, yes, no, maybe so. Cause the hateration was a petrol in my whip. Come on, let's go. Came from nothing, basements, buildings. We came from nothing, basements, buildings. We came from nothing, basements, buildings, basic. They didn't want us to make it. Think I gave an F though, yes, no, maybe so. Cause the hateration was a petrol in my whip. To my next goal. Broke like a mob, but rich kids fight that. Whatever I'm spending, I make it right back. I'm smoking a Philly, but still in my zone. The cutty filling my liver, the twist of my dome up. Know what? I never felt more useful. Not that I was useless, music weren't truthful. So I move ruthless, I go with my scruples. But choosing where my route is, capital GPS maneuver like a jack home shit. I ain't a patient or a high dude. They caught them at the station, they got swine flu. Give them some shots, administer the vaccine. Flip them in the air like America's next dance team.
I'm not what you expect, I'm so much. You expect I'm so much more. I'm so much, so much more. You are so much, so much more.
Checking out Flow and Manifest.
Flow and Manifest. Flow and Manifest.
On Toronto Morning Live.
Yes, indeed, no doubt, man. You locked into it. DJ Respect inside the Road Mix for Monday, May the 10th, man. And it's all about that good vibe and good mix of music. Definitely deserve it of his nomination for 2010 Club DJ of the Year as per the Mark Echo Watches Stylist DJ Awards. Coming up after the commercial break, we have none other than Trix and Rich Kid, who are in studio right about now. Yeah. You get to him doing?
Yeah, about time to get Respect off the mic. We don't pay you to talk.
Backspin that ish.
Right after commercial, man, it's all about a good vibe and good mix inside your Monday morning. Taking you to a high of 13 degrees. It is. May is month of the DJ, man. Series are running here inside 105.5. Call a friend and let them know just how you like to wake up, Toronto. As we continue to do it, respect will join us in that next conversation, people.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please?
Don't touch the dial.